You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices,
he stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The 8th, Badlands by Bruce Springsteen. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sardar Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Take it away, Bill.
What year again, Jake?
78, which is what?
Better Times.
Yeah, that was good, Jake. That was really, really good. I used to drive by Springsteen's house in New Jersey quite often. He had several, but he lived like in a, like Springsteen was known in Jersey to just go to the regular grocery store. People were like, oh, yeah, I saw him all the time. My buddy Rich Hansen was the head coach at St. Peter's Prep. One time, they were out doing something, Springsteen pulled up on his jet ski, talked to him for a while. Imagine all of a sudden you're out on the water like that, and all of a sudden Springsteen just whips up on his jet ski, talks to you for a while, takes off. I tell you what, I'm a fan. He's interesting, but I like old Springsteen. Really, really like old Springsteen. I don't go back past much. I want to be 70s, maybe early 80s. That'd be the time. Really good, Jake. 8-8. Really good.
Wow, what prompted that song?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't have anything.
It's old school Bruce. It's really only a sort of obscure Bruce.
That song has made it as popular.
It was it?
Yeah. I mean, it's not Born to Run, but.
Right. 7-1.
7-1. Rudy.
I think Rudy's going to somewhat like he's going to be a 6-9.
Rudy, score? 4. Pretty bland.
Pretty bland.
Yeah. Farley says 2-5. Yeah. Terrell Farley.
Farley's in the house.
Low scores today from those two.
Born in the USA. He wasn't born in the USA.
Did you want some Born in the USA, Farley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next time for you,
Farley's
Farley.
Wound up.
Some ratings here before I get to Bill's Thrills. Houston 3-1. John 9-2. Vernon Dakin 3-1. Ryan in California 1.5.
Ryan.
Low scores so far. Mike and Dalton a 2. Robert in Oklahoma, 8-2-5. Lyle in Omaha, 9. Les in Lincoln, age 73, 0.
Zero. Zero for Bruce.
I'm not sure it's a 0, but.
0.
I mean, come on.
I like these harsh.
Zero. Some underlying things.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean in Omaha, 3.2 yawn. Someone says 999.
Whoa.
It's different.
That's Chris in Sicily, California.
It's not walk-up music. It's driving music, though, but on a laid-back drive across the state.
Yeah.
It would be across.
Not walk-up music.
No, it'd be somewhere around Cozad.
Scott in Delaware, Ohio, 3. Kyle in Boston, 8-4. Nana in McCook gives it an 8.
Yeah,
Nana.
Okay, Nana.
Nana, that's new.
Gavin in Pender, 6-6 on that one. We got Kiffin, 8-1. Who a Clevis?
Bird!
0! A 0 Bird. From Bird.
For old school Bruce. Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. What's that all about?
I don't know.
The
I don't
song
like
has
that,
been very
though.
Much, it's hit or miss. It's not in between very much.
Someone says, that was terrible, 2.8, followed by a 9.8. It's a roller coaster here. Jennifer, 6. Hubby, 6-4.
Okay.
To YouTube before we move on. Nels in Montana, who's usually pretty positive, -3.
Oh, God.
BWD 0.0. Black,
negative 3.
Black Hills. Brennan says 5-1 just because I'm near the Badlands here in the Black Hills.
There you go.
Albert 8. Kendall 6-1. Meh on that one. Troy 4-5. Not high scores for Badlands by Bruce Springsteen, your song of the day from 1978.
It is kind of a slow entry into on a Monday. We kind of eased into it. We didn't jump into Monday at all, Jake.
That song's not slow.
We eased into it, I think, a little bit. Yeah.
Better times. It's not a slow, it's not a ballad here.
It's not a ballad. It was a very interesting pick song by you. I don't know how to describe it.
It's time.
Go ahead, Monday edition.
Bill's Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Need help with remodels. The king of
the
remodel
king
is Randy. He does kitchens, bath, whole
he
house.
He wears a cape.
You can always call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Tell you one thing, this rain won't slow Randy down either. This rain will not slow Randy. He'll be rolling today. Doesn't even faze him. But harvest is on shutdown. Randy's never on shutdown. And just because that's just how he operates like that. Also for the breaker, so everyone knows right now that me and Sipple are no longer fighting. We've made up for that. We're no longer fighting. We're fighting a little bit like that. Steve yelled at me that I hadn't seen the game.
I'm just saying they didn't have the ball for a long
time. I'm agreeing with that.
It was an analogy he didn't like it.
Yeah, is that yeah.
I threw out a bad analogy?
Yeah. No. We've already got over it. I thought we were getting along again. I thought we'd made the move that we're getting along.
Feels thrills.
Yeah, the thrills.
Ball in the fall. It's worth it all. First thing I thought about was like Penn State. Must have thought they worked for the government. They were shut down.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty
good. I don't have a symbol for you there.
Oh, boom,
ding. Wow. Yeah, ding, ding.
I don't have it.
We should have a symbol.
I know. I thought I had one. I don't have it.
Penn State loss, like we talked, was so epic for a couple of reasons. Real easy at that. UCLA, they carried off the OC. They didn't carry off the head coach, the interim head coach. They carried off the OC.
That's odd.
Extremely odd,
Jerry.
Very different. That's not a normal thing. They carried off the OC on their shoulders.
Jerry carried
him off.
Jerry Neuheisel.
It was incredible. For that reason, it was like that was just enough. They didn't have enough fans to storm. It was very confusing. And they tried to, and they showed people filing. They basically filed onto the field randomly, and they're milling around. Like I said, my nephew, it looked like a meet and greet out there. It was when you feed from social media was just like when you finally realized you didn't have enough fans to storm the game, and they showed a picture of it, just some people milling around out there.
They were just milling.
It was.
They were walking on the field.
I mean, it was remarkable.
There's no running.
They're urgent. They walked. They casually walked onto the field, said thank you.
Good job,
they
guys.
Helped the Yellow Coats. Thank you. Pardon me. We're coming through. There was no emotion of like this game was so heated up.
Very suave.
And that just stinks. For the fact that, imagine if there had been 90,000 fans, or 80,000, or even 30,000, which there wasn't.
Right.
But it was cool with that. It was 90 degrees in Nebraska, and it was the adjacent state. It was snowing. Wyoming had 5 inches of snow.
Yeah, snowed.
They showed it. So imagine that. 90 degrees in Nebraska, a state that we butt up to. We do, right? To Wyoming?
We do.
The panhandle does. There was snow. Think about that.
That's the mountains, right?
That's what makes it. Yeah, mountains, I mean, just snow packed Wyoming feel like that. It was unbelievable.
Mountains.
Preseason number 1 and number 2 are out of the top 25.
Yep.
Out of the top 25, and the other
team. Wait a second.
Yeah, they're
really? 1 and 2.
They were preseason 1 and 2. They're out of the top 25. Penn State, because of their easy schedule, they've not even beat the Power 4 team. They've played two Power 4 teams and lost to both of them.
Beat Villanova.
I mean,
so 1 and 2 was Texas Penn State.
Yes,
was gone.
Will Texas be gone?
Texas is gone. They're out of the top 25. The most nonsensical hype ever in the history of football, the quarterback, Arch. Not his fault, but he was hyped. NFL teams, prior to taking a snap, NFL teams are going to tank for Arch. He was labeled. He was the number one bet to win the Heisman Trophy. And now they're out of the top 20. I mean, it's
really
is
pathetic.
Like, and the thing where it's so ridiculous is, is that he hadn't played. He'd started like two games. Yeah. He had barely played a snap, came in for one or two.
Just a little.
Yeah, what do you got for us, Jake?
Good family to keep me grounded, keep me honest. Whenever I'm acting like a turd, they tell me.
Arch Manning stats this year. In that game against Florida, he was 16 for 29, 263, two touchdowns, two picks. Did rush 15 times for 37 yards. But they lose 29-21 at Florida. On the season so far, he has 11 touchdowns and five picks, just over 1,000 yards passing.
He's just an ordinary quarterback. I mean, that's what
yeah,
he is.
I mean, there's quarterbacks everywhere that are playing at a higher level. Mm-hmm. But it's just a little, well, you're going to get fired on Sunday. Napier, nope. No, I'm not. It was like, okay, we've got to buy him out. He's done. Yep. He's done. Texas rolls in there. Texas also was odd. They gave up 29 to Florida. Florida's been able to usually get about 13 points a game. They can't move the ball an inch against Texas defense. They gave up 29. Again, didn't get to see it. So I'm
And Lagway was okay. 21 of 28 for 298.
That's
two
good.
Touchdowns. Not five picks, just one pick in this game.
Just
good.
One pick.
That's good for Lagway.
Ball in the fall. How about this one? North Carolina just stomped. Just got stomped by Clemson. Clemson's 2-3, just FYI. And they're also in the top five, and they're also out of the top top 25. Imagine that one right now. They showed the photos in the third quarter. There may have been 1,000 fans there at North Carolina. There was no – section had eight people.
Oh, no.
There was eight people at the game.
Oh, no.
And it
That's
was
not
just,
good.
I mean, it was –
Here's Belichick real quick, Bill.
The main thing we need to do is just keep doing what we're doing and do it better. I don't think that there's, you know, fundamentally, we're doing the wrong things. We're just not doing well enough.
Got to do it better. Belichick is in this voice again. I'm not saying anything.
I feel for him.
Oh, how about this? Texas are built for the SEC. Oklahoma isn't. Nope, that's not true.
I used to say that.
That's not true. Last year, that was the narrative coming into this season. All last season, Texas is built for it. OU isn't right there. Now OU's ranked like what, fifth? Huge game. Well, it'll come down to this week. I understand that.
Who they play? Oh, is it the Red River rivalry?
It is.
This week. Yes.
Arch. Come on.
Knowles defense versus number 134 gave up 42 points. Knowles defense. Penn State gave up 42 points.
Oh, Knowles defense.
Knowles.
Jim Knowles
gave up 42 points to the number 134 team UCLA. And the most bizarre thing, ball in the fall, it's worth it all. I was at a wedding. Missed it out, everything, except for Cal versus
Duke
in the end. But some incredible things that happened. You know, and again, this game, what was this week written down as? Yawner. It was a yawner, and it wasn't.
Well, because UCLA, that
UCLA
happened.
Changed but, everything.
Yeah. But like Miami-Florida State was a big game.
Yeah, there was only two-on-two ranked teams.
Right.
Yes. That was it. There's only two ranked teams playing. But there are so many bizarre stories. And the storyline at North Carolina has to be, because it's very well documented that Bubba Cunningham, the AD, did not want Belichick. He got overridden. This is the route we're going. And now it's just looking around going, what have we done?
How uncomfortable is it there? God, people, it can get uncomfortable.
And by the way, I know this is probably because of the quarterback injury with John Mateer, but I'm looking right now at this weekend's Oklahoma-Texas.
Isn't Texas favored?
Yeah, right. By 2.5.
Again,
Texas, unranked Texas is favored by 2.5 at this moment over Oklahoma because Mateer is out.
Mateer is out, and but they got a really good defense in Oklahoma, and so that game will be awesome. That game will be. I did take a little sneak peek ahead. For some reason, they did move that game to 2:30, which is better. But there were some games that should have been at night that aren't.
Like maybe Indiana-Oregon.
Indiana-Oregon should be a night game, and it's not.
At Oregon's at 2:30. It's like a 12:30 game in the West Coast.
Okay, that's a huge one, though.
That should be a night game.
That's
7 versus 3.
That should be a night game.
It's a monster game.
Yeah.
7 versus 3.
God dang. Let's see what Indiana – now you'll see what Indiana has.
Indiana has to be giddy because right now, you think about this one. If they lose to at Oregon, just play competitive, and they lose at Penn State, which isn't great that – they're going to be the team getting in because Penn State, if they lose to Ohio State, they're eliminated.
Oh, yeah, I haven't thought about that.
Yes.
What's Penn State? Does somebody else sneak in ahead of them? I mean, Indiana, could Illinois sneak in there too?
Illinois too.
Well, Michigan's in that conversation.
Michigan's in the conversation. Didn't look like
it
on Saturday.
They didn't look good against Wisconsin, yeah.
I did see a couple clips. That was 11 a.m. kicks.
They went
24-10
over Wisconsin, Michigan.
Haynes looked good.
He did.
And they're very strange also at the end of the game. two possession game, and Fickell used no timeouts. Just let the clock run out.
And they're moving the ball, right? Weren't they moving it?
They just let the clock run out. Didn't even call a timeout.
He's in a bad way.
Yeah, it's
not good.
Yeah, they said I saw it. The worst was when the last play of the game, Wisconsin scored against Maryland. Didn't acknowledge it. Didn't shake the quarterback's hand. Didn't say like that. Nice job. Way to keep fighting. God. Nope. He just stood there in a daze. Just absolutely stood there in a daze.
$25 million. That's the number for him. $25 million. That's the number.
Fickell.
I think they have Iowa this week.
They do.
They do.
That's a must win for Wisconsin.
I think they're at home, right? Home against Iowa.
They were playing their third string quarterback to Wisconsin.
They are hosting Iowa, and they are 3.5-point underdogs to Iowa at 6 p.m. this Saturday.
Yeah.
So that is Bill's Thrills. When we come back, hour two is next, an early break in the ticket.